History on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story first covered by Robin Hood Radio in April of 2019, Robin Hood Radio learned of a lawsuit now being filed by John Doe against the town of Salisbury. The lawsuit is the first to demand compensation for the alleged years-long pattern of sexual assaults by Art Wilkinson, Salisbury's former recreation director. The lawsuit was filed by attorney Alina Haba in Bedminster, New Jersey. In that suit, Haba claims Wilkinson assaulted the plaintiff from 1991 to 1994 when the boy was in the seventh grade. Wilkinson, now 79, retired in 2005 after 39 years in that position. According to the suit, the abuse increased from once every few weeks to every time they were alone together, often multiple times a week. The lawsuit is seeking damages in excess of $15,000, causing a number of adverse impacts on John Doe, including depression and permanent emotional and psychological injury, requiring extensive counseling and therapy, end quote. During the early 90s, a plaintiff claimed to have spoken with at least two other boys who revealed a similar pattern of abuse, according to the suit. A full story is available in the Republican American from Friday at rep-am.com. If you'd like to hear an interview we did with Robert Wallingford, a local person who stepped forward over a year and a half ago, that is located at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Interviews, and look for Robert Wallingford. Over the weekend, we learned that U.S. Representative Johanna Hayes had a staff member test positive for COVID-19. Well, she herself now announced on social media yesterday, she has tested positive for COVID-19. Hayes said she is asymptomatic except for breathing issues, which are being monitored. She said she plans to quarantine for 14 days. Her diagnosis comes after she was notified that a member of her staff had been in close contact with tested positive. She posted a video of herself being tested for the virus with a nasal swab test. She attempted to get tested at two urgent care centers on Saturday with no luck. She was able to make an appointment for Sunday morning and receive the results later that day. Quoting here, contrary to popular belief, members of Congress do not get tested regularly. In fact, we are not mass tested at all in D.C. Masks, social distancing, and frequent floor cleanings are the precautions that are taken in the House, end quote, Hayes said. And she went on to say, I have taken every possible precaution and still contracted the virus. A 45-year-old woman was airlifted to a hospital after she was burned by a brush fire Saturday, according to the Milan Fire Department. Firefighters and Northern Dutchess paramedics responded to a brush fire and subject being burned on Route 199 at about 12:30 in the afternoon. The unidentified woman was burning a pile of brush with a container with flammable liquid caught fire, resulting in burns to her face, chest, and arms. She was transported to Westchester Medical Center's burn unit. The Dutchess County Sheriff's Department and Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response assisted at the scene. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman has been placed on a 30-day paid administrative leave by the village board. The village was served with a warrant by state police Thursday seeking computer records from its police department, adding investigators seized only computers from the village police department. The investigation is being conducted by state police, the state controller's office, and the Columbia County District's attorney's office. In Great Barrington, when it came time to plan his speech for retiring, longtime firefighter Terry Chamberlain of the Great Barrington Fire Department, Chief Charles Berger, was a bit of a loss. Quote, I would typically roast people in that setting, but I couldn't come up with too much. Talk about anybody around here. You can think about some hilarious story about how they messed something up one time, but I couldn't come up with anything for Terry, according to Berger. Quote, if I had to use one word to describe him, it would be reliable. End quote. By the way, they held a small parade in celebration this summer in his honor. Streets were lined with community members. The deputy chief has spent his life serving. There were hundreds of folks flooding from Stockbridge Road down to National Grid. Well, for the third time in 6 weeks, the select board in Great Barrington continued a public hearing on whether the Great Barrington Airport should be given a special permit to build six additional hangars. That hearing will be held tonight at 6 p.m. In Salisbury tonight at 5 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting set for 5:30. Sharon Board of Education has a meeting at Sharon Center School. That is tonight at 6 o'clock. It is a virtual meeting that you can join with Google Meet. The Millerton Village Board regular monthly meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. The Inland and Wetlands and Conservation Commission in Falls Village has a meeting coming up tonight at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the Planning Board regular meeting will be held in Dover, New York at Town Hall from 7 o'clock on tonight. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m., a virtual meeting. For more information, go to the Sheffield website. Northeast Village Board meeting will be held tonight at 7 o'clock, 21 Duchess Avenue in Millerton, New York. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their next regular meeting coming up on Tuesday at 5:30 in person and via Zoom. The Zoom information is on the Sharon, Connecticut website. Also coming up on Tuesday in Cornwall at 7:30, a Zoom meeting for the Economic Development Commission. On Wednesday in Cornwall at 10 o'clock, there is a Zoom meeting with Mark Scarborough's series on Wallace Stevens. Also on Wednesday, a public hearing on the Falls Village Housing Trust application for their 29-bedroom, 16-unit complex at Lime Rock Station. It'll be followed by the regular Planning and Zoning Commission, at which the Planning and Zoning Commission has stated they will vote on it. The, of course, meeting is via Zoom. It starts at 6:30 on Wednesday. To join the Zoom meeting, us02web.zoom.us/j/86341601829. The meeting ID is 86341601829. The passcode is 766471. The Planning and Zoning Commission Zoom meeting ID number is 896-4726-6021, the passcode 032504. You can find this information on our Facebook page. The Region 1 All Boards Committee meeting was held on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That will be a Zoom conference call. You, of course, can get information from the Region 1 website. Northeast Planning Board is meeting on Wednesday at 7:30. Aquarian Water Company is cleaning water mains in North Canaan. It runs through Tuesday, October 6th. They want you to continue to receive the highest quality water, and if you have any questions, contact Aquarian. The Northwest Connecticut Crop 37th Hunger Walk is virtual this year. Participants can walk anytime during the week of September 21st through the 27th. You can walk at your school. You can walk around your house in your neighborhoods. To register online, crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillageCT, or contact Reverend Heidi Truax from Trinity Episcopal Church. The Columbia County Health Department has announced a series of upcoming seasonal flu vaccines drive-through clinics for all Columbia County residents 2 years old and up. Pre-registration is required. The drive-through clinic schedule starts on Wednesday, 9 to 11, at the Rojan Library. An art exhibition, Girls, 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 Painting and Sculpture by Robert Cronin, Robert Andrew Parker, and Sam Posey, September 25th through November 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. The hours are Tuesday and Thursday 10 to 5, Friday 3 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. The Sharon Playhouse presents Haley Swindell Patio Dinner Show on Friday, September 25th at 6:30 at 8 p.m. 6:30 dinner, the show at 8 p.m. Tickets and more information, Sharon Playhouse. The 35th running of the Sharon Classic Road Race 5-mile event, virtual this year. The date of the race was moved a couple of times. 80 runners had pre-registered for the original race. By the way, you can run that race virtually September 26th through October 4th. You can run on the existing course, which starts at the green, heads south on 41, continues to Westridge Road number 1, looping back to the green on Route 41. Another option is running any 5-mile course. All runners must complete the course of choice during the race window and keep track of their times. Fast Track Timing will collect the times and post results. You can register online for $20. Pine Plains Host Company has a chicken barbecue, $14 per box, coming up on Saturday, September 26th, 12 to one pickup only at the Pine Plains Firehouse, 7 Lake Road in Pine Plains. Reservations are strongly recommended, 518-398-1311. You can leave a message. The Scottish Play Drive-In Movie Event on Sunday, September 27th at the Sharon Playhouse, 6 until 10 p.m. to benefit the movie house in Millerton, New York. The gates will open at 6, introductions at 7:15. The movie begins at 7:45. More information is available at themoviehouse.net on the web. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 244.56 on Friday. It'll open today at 27,657.42. The NASDAQ was down 116.99. It starts off today at 10,793.28. And the S&P 500 will start off today at 3,319.47. It was down 37.54 on Friday. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.